around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we've got a lot to do today, and as we transmit out across the USA via satellite, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. The time says it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, March 14th, 2026, as we broadcast live across the USA. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, the 120 minutes that we're going to be spending together today, it's going to deliver once again everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Robert.
Nice to have you aboard.
Nice to be here.
Exactly. We've already had a good morning today. We're going to continue that. We've got some new stations to welcome to our national
network. We do. It's a great way to start off the show. Hello and thank you to AM 1240 KSUE Radio in Susanville, California. That's in the Sierra Nevada area, and it's the Reno DMA or Media Market 103. And I just saw a story on Reno this week. Not sure how longtime residents of Reno will feel about this, but Reno recently surpassed Las Vegas as a top destination for California buyers seeking affordability.
They are growing very much.
They are.
That's the place to go right now.
So welcome to that station.
All right, we're going to give another big RM World Travel hello and welcome to the mighty 990. That's AM 990 and FM 107.9. KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Also known as DMA 50 in our country, and my favorite city in the country for barbecue at the Rendezvous. So, I mean, I love that. Rendezvous, folks, listen, we got to get
out. If you have not been.
Charlie Virgo's Rendezvous, folks.
Great.
Anyway, I'm already getting myself hungry. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, these new stations, cumulatively, they put us now almost 620, just a couple shy, but almost 620 weekly AM and FM radio stations airing this program nationwide. We thank every one of them and certainly look forward. We have a few more that are coming, and they're scheduled in the weeks ahead that we'll announce. So, Rudy, what's the good word today from you in Minnesota?
Everything's
You're
fine
laughing.
Here. There's supposed to be a foot or two of snow coming in the next 48 hours. So we'll see. You know, we had almost a 70 degree day the other day, and there was a brief glimmer of hope there.
There's the good news, Rudy. I always like to focus on the good
brief
news.
Brief glimmer of hope.
This
is good.
Friday, the 20th, we will have where spring arrives. So you know, you can hopefully
maybe
put these up
in where you live on the East Coast, but
spring. So, Bobby.
Distant concept here.
Yeah, well, Bobby, I want to ask you, you know, RJ's down in San Antonio today. He's been in Austin this week. You know, he's at a big car rally right now down in San Antonio. He was sharing Black's Barbecue with us last night. Looked delicious. But he did text. He's going to be tuned in to our local affiliate, AM 930 KLUP Radio in that city. But there in Dallas, the big event this weekend at and around AT&T Stadium is the big Arlington IndyCar race that Jerry Jones, thankfully, I guess, and Roger Penske have brought to your area. Have you been by to see the setup?
I have not been by to see the setup yet. I've tried to avoid all of the insanity over there.
What do you think about that, though? They've taken over AT&T Stadium, at least the area.
Yeah, the videos from it are insane. It's wild.
Yeah, it's
we watched a little bit last night.
We were watching some of it, as we saw. It's very cool what they've done, and the first. So hopefully you have more to come. And, well, Bobby, if you get a chance today, you know, just get your motor running.
Yeah. That's what I got to do.
Yeah, so.
So it might be insane for all of you who live there, but I did see some of the champion race car drivers were interviewed, and they were really impressed with the track and the Texas hospitality. And one, I forget what driver it was, but he said that Texas may have set the new standard. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty complimentary.
It's tight, though. Some of the track
I'm sure
is tight.
Anything Jerry Jones does, though, is go big or go home.
Yeah.
All right. So before we move into the Travel News Roundtable, new travel polls are up on the show website at rmworldtravel.com. First question. This is coming off of our interview with John Cudahy last weekend. What draws you most to air shows? And you have many options to choose from. Second question. Since show friend Robert Niles will be on with us next weekend. We love Robert. He's a great guest on our show. What draws you most to theme parks? And again, you have several options to choose from. We're getting into theme park season.
That's
soon.
Called, we're actually helping our questions that we can talk to Robert about next week. So we're just building content right with that. All right. So here's a question I'll ask to you, Mary, to Rudy, Bobby as well, if you want to toss in. Do you know what airline is the world's most valuable airline in terms of market capitalization? Any guess?
Out of all the airlines in the world.
Yeah. I don't know. Rudy, do you have a guess on
Singapore?
Emirates?
Delta.
Delta for the American Airlines.
Almost $40 billion market capitalization. But here's the thing. So I'm just going to Ryanair is number two. United is number three. IAG.
Ryanair is number two?
Number two. almost $33 billion. IAG, which is British Air, also
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus, and then Iberia.
Iberia.
They're third. Southwest is number five. American Airlines does not make the top ten. The rest are all Asian, from Air China, Indigo, China Southern, Singapore, and China Eastern. And then, you know, I don't like when we talk about things on this show until they happen. But this week, the FAA has actually green-lighted 26 states now. Flying taxis are coming. Mm-hmm. And the makers, Archer Aviation and Joby Aviation, well, they're in a, you know, a battle,
neck,
if you will,
kind combat. Of
a, yeah, well, they are. But now Archer has filed a suit accusing Joby of spending more than a decade operating a kind of a secretive Chinese location where they have been importing things to our country, reclassifying airline parts as socks, napkins, hair clips, and other items. So we have these electrical vertical takeoffs, if you will, vehicles coming, the two companies doing it, of course, they're fighting. So
all right, well, AAA likes to pull these numbers every year. Where is everyone going for spring break? Once again, Florida makes a splash. Los Angeles, Honolulu. Unfortunately, Honolulu is a little rainy, as are many of the islands there right now.
Yeah,
rounding the end of the top 10 here in the U.S. are Vegas, New York, Atlanta, and Chicago. And internationally, the top three are Rome, Paris, and Cancun, with Caribbean cruises out of Florida, the Bahamas, and Puerto Rico also dominating in March and April for spring break.
Hmm. Rudy, what do you have?
Well, you know, San Franciscans have certainly gotten used to seeing the driverless cars driving around there, the Jaguars. Well, Uber just struck a deal with Amazon Zoox, that's spelled Z-O-O-X, to offer these robo-taxis, and they're starting already, testing them in Las Vegas and San Francisco, and they're these little boxy things that look
Rudy,
like...
Rudy, I just saw them in Vegas, and I have to tell you, we tried to get into one. I really wanted to try it. It's a little box, and...
Yeah.
But the line was so long, they were offering free promos
free
in Vegas.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
This week...
Does it seat four? Six people? Four?
I saw four.
Well, and this week...
Face-to-face or something?
Yes, you're face-to-face. Yeah.
Tesla made a big announcement, you know, their Cybercab that they're now rolling off the line. No steering wheel inside of it, no pedals. Basically, it's a rolling box.
That's what this is. That's what Zoox is.
I mean,
it's a tiny little thing. It looks like a box on wheels.
I'm talking about flying taxis coming. We're talking about vehicles with no steering wheels. The Jetsons period is almost here. It's almost
here. Well, it took a long time to get here.
Yeah, but
from
let's
the
listen,
Jetsons,
it's here.
But,
and American Airlines is going to let you trade in your miles now for gift certificates for a lot of major realtors. Sorry about that. And I think it's 2,000 miles for $10 or something.
Okay. Rudy, listen, you got to go take that call because I got to go to a break right now. Okay, so that music tells us right now we are heading into a network break. When we return on the other side, folks, the Chief Travel Leader conversation will happen. 90% of the show is still to come. Great having all of you aboard with us today.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we roll the dice, play it straight, and move right into today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, we're going to hold our cards close to the vest until we share. This portion of the program is sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
All clues for the next guest. Yes, so Robert and I just received word this week, actually, from two show fans who had to unfortunately cancel their plans to travel with us. They have a serious medical matter. It's going to require their attention. So instead, they plan to travel with us in 2027 once we announce those plans. But this means this has opened availability for two more of you listening to join us this October. We're going to travel from Malta to Sicily, Lower Italy, Dubrovnik, Kotor. We're going to hit some top destinations in Greece, including Athens and Santorini, and we're heading to Istanbul and Ephesus. This special Let's Go America Tour Southern Mediterranean cruise will have us all aboard Regent's newest ship, the Seven Seas Grandeur, for 12 nights, October 20th through November 1st.
If you were disappointed about missing your chance to join us on this special bucket list trip, well, now there is two more spots to join us and come experience what's going to be such a fun trip that's planned. We're going to have so many truly great locations we're headed to, and we'll broadcast this show live from the ship in Istanbul as well. You can be a part of that. Now listen, you're not going to have a better trip this year, folks. I promise you that. Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge, exquisite dining including all the specialty restaurants at no added cost, the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board. They're outstanding. Free anytime access to the spa, free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, so much more. So this is what we want you to do. Go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel for all the details to grab these two slots that are now available to join us in October. Prices start around $11,000 each, or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right, off to that show hotline we go as Bill Miller, the CEO of the American Gaming Association, is ready to deal.
I like that, Mary. Deal indeed. Bill, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us this morning. I want to put things in perspective and give folks listening across the country an idea of how substantial a sector you represent. Last year, commercial gaming in the United States was about an $80 billion industry. It was up roughly 10% from 2024. And when you think about all the taxes being paid to state and local governments, that's also massive. I think it was more than $18 billion last year. So I believe there are currently 40 states across the United States that have legalized gambling. You know, where do you think the ceiling might be for the industry, Bill, and what are some key factors driving growth currently?
Well, I think it's great for us. I mean, we're a very proud member of the travel and leisure segment. You know, most people think about the gambling industry and they immediately go to Las Vegas, but we have a pretty wide offering in the gaming space, everything from Las Vegas to regional casinos to commercial properties and tribal properties all over America. And then, you know, really with the addition of sports betting and iGaming that has come in over the last few years, we've seen the industry grow to about 1.8 million people that we employ, and an industry that, you know, contributes, you know, roughly $329 billion to the U.S. economy.
Wow, 1.8 million people. And I was just in Vegas actually 2 weeks ago for a different reason. However, of course, the way it's designed, you walk through a casino wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. And I did try my hand at roulette and had a nice win. But I saw, to your point about sports betting, quite a few areas, and it certainly has exploded. But, you know, Bill, here in New York City, we're preparing for casinos. Just over the border in Maryland, Washington, D.C. has the popular MGM National Harbor. And as Robert said, 40 states nationwide have legalized gambling. We've come a long way from riverboat gambling days back in the day. What are some, you mentioned regional, but what are some growth areas of the country that may not be on par with Nevada, but that you're watching closely that have the ingredients to be successful?
Well, as I said, we're now 40-plus states in America that have some form of gaming. And, you know, there are a few that, that have some form but not actual casinos and sports betting. You know, the biggest ones that sit out there that are easy to identify, Texas is certainly the largest. And Texas has racetracks but doesn't have any integrated casinos, doesn't have sports betting despite having probably at least a dozen professional sports teams in the state of Texas. California is still a little bit of a challenge because of the number of tribes that are in the state of California, many of which are members of the American Gaming Association, and trying to figure out how to get sports betting to work in a place like California where the tribes sit on sovereign land. And so it's a little bit more of a challenge than it is in some other places. And then, look, certainly there's some states that, and this has been the traditional model for our business, the states, the stakeholders, the policymakers, the elected officials get to determine on behalf of their constituents what sort of gaming they ought to have. And you know, a place like Utah, for instance, there are no casinos, there's no racetracks, and there's no sports betting. And that's by design because – you know, the population of Utah has elected people that want to represent their interests, and their interests, by and large, don't align with the growth of the industry. But I think it's an important thing to remember that, you know, like, how the industry got built was state by state, tribe by tribe, based around the consensus of policymakers in the places in which citizens live.
Let me take you down this path. You know, you've been in your role now for just over 7 years. Your predecessor, Jeff Freeman, is a show friend. He joins us regularly for his role as CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. So this is our chief travel leader conversation of the program. I find your background interesting. It involves politics, entrepreneurship, business, and more. When I saw you were chief of staff for Connie Morella of Maryland, she was someone I used to follow during her time in the U.S. House of Representatives. But I also respect the work you've done as an executive with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, opening a Washington, D.C.'s first lobster shack. I mean, the diversity here, folks. So, but when the American Gaming Association came calling, Bill, what attracted you to take on the role, and what are some wins that you look at now over the 7 years that you really feel have had meaningful impact on AGA?
Well, I'll say a couple things. First, I'm glad it makes me smile anytime anybody mentions my old boss, Connie Morella. She's still with us. She's 95 years old. I have two sons, 12 and 11. They think of Connie as their grandmother. And so it was a delight to work for her and, you know, spending time at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And then my last job before this was at the Business Roundtable. I had 204 Fortune 500 CEO bosses, including the CEOs of MGM and Caesars. And so I had known Sheldon Adelson from Las Vegas Sands from my time at the U.S. Chamber. So when Jeff left this position, I had a number of CEOs from the industry call me and say, hey, we think you'd be really good at this. And when I thought about, you know, the difference in politics between the CEOs of MGM and Las Vegas Sands and Caesars and the fact that they were all suggesting that I might be a good fit, I really took it seriously and have enjoyed every minute of being here. You asked about kind of...
What's a win that you say right now?
Well, look, I think that clearly the biggest win that we've had in the 7 years that I've been here was clearly having the gambling industry included in federal relief during COVID. And that was a first for the industry. And if you can go back to, you know, Katrina, hurricanes, Superstorm Sandy, 2008... post 9/11, in every one of those, there were very large federal assistance programs that were given to businesses and businesses around the country, and they specifically excluded the gambling industry.
Well, that's interesting.
The first time ever, our industry was treated the same as every other industry in America, and that, you know, it's not a reflection of how good of a lobbyist I am. It's a reflection of the fact that we're now in 40 states. There's more than 1,000 casinos across America, and in every one of those places, they have a physical footprint, and in that physical footprint, they're seen as positive influences in the communities in which they operate. They give a lot of money in taxes and a lot of money to community service, but all those things existed previous to COVID, but during COVID, we were able to harness the collective power and influence of that group to achieve something that the industry had never gotten before, and that was federal relief.
Well, there's something else that the industry is definitely being changed by.
That must have required hours of advocacy Bill.
That did, but yeah. You know, I'm looking at the clock, and unfortunately, we only have about 30 seconds, so I'm just gonna tease it and say, listen, because something that we really wanted to spend some time talking about, you know, Kalshi and Polymarket and so forth, and what's going on there, but we're gonna have to save that for another conversation.
That's a single conversation,
Especially because, you know, they say they're not online betting. We say they are. You know, 90% of the revenue when it comes from sports, but we're gonna hold that for the future. So, Bill, thank you very much for joining us today on this March 14th broadcast.
I'm happy to do there, and I'll just second your motion. Look, these companies say they're in the prediction market business. They're actually in the sports betting business.
Yeah, they are.
And masquerading as swaps.
Yeah, I agree.
And we'll ultimately win there. It's just going to take some time and a lot of effort.
Bill, don't be a stranger. Have a nice weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, well, there goes Bill Miller. Much deeper conversation we could have there on Kalshi.
A whole segment just on that topic next time. Yep.
Good information he gave us today. All right, we're going to prepare right now to pause for some sponsor messages. Mary and I are going to be answering emails in about 10 minutes. The latest Discover America segment comes your way in about 20 minutes. It's an NCF day here on the program. That'll kick off hour two. But next, Rudy Goes Flighty.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs, plus you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
It is nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. You know, we would like all men in our audience to try and start using this deodorant in your daily life. Some of the women in our audience are probably familiar with Lumi deodorant, and the same doctors behind that successful product has also created Mando for Men. Most of us, particularly men, choose a brand of deodorant and often ride with it for life, even if we know it's not always working all that well or has stopped working a long time ago. The facts are most deodorants just cover up body odor with fragrance. They don't stop body odor, which really is kind of gross when you think about it. And until now, nobody's been working to really fix the actual problem, and that's why it's time to switch to Mando. That's M-A-N-D-O. Mando uses mandelic acid to neutralize odor-causing bacteria at the source before there's anything to mask. It's proven to block odor all day, controlling up to 72 hours. Apply it once, you're done, which means no reapplying midday or having to think about a backup plan. And you apply Mando just like any other deodorant, but with this product, the mandelic acid goes to work immediately. It neutralizes bacteria at the source. And this is what deodorant should always do and what it should always be doing now. What we always really like is that Mando delivers strong performance, but it's still skin safe. It's made with completely clean ingredients. So don't mask it, guys. Mando it. As a show fan, you'll get 20% off site-wide, with code CARRY at shopmando.com. And to all the wives, girlfriends, and daughters in our audience, if you want to make the man in your life smell great all the time, get on this today and make your order. And to the guys who are listening, you'll have greater confidence and a better life when you switch to Mando. Get 20% off site-wide when you buy it directly online at Shop Mando, M-A-N-D-O, Shop Mando, all one word, shopmando.com. Use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at checkout. Or as always, you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, keeping track of flights, especially delays, is a tricky job. And no time more than right now, as crowded airport security lines can lead to missing a flight. Our next guest is Paul Bernardart. Let me spell it, Paul. Let me know. Paul Bernardini. He's hit, right? Got it, Paul?
Yeah, you got it, yep.
Thank you. He's head of marketing for an award-winning app called Flighty, F-L-I-G-H-T-Y. This app will give you real-time updates, alerts, and delay predictions in case you need to beat a line to rebook. Paul, welcome to the show. I think there are several apps, I haven't studied them, that are similar. How is your app different from others?
Yeah, and thanks for having me, guys. Flighty, we answer all the questions you have when you get to the airport. Where is my plane? Why is it delayed? Where's my gate? Where's the baggage carousel? We compile all that data for you and give you the answers. Flighty, there's a lot of flight trackers out there. You know, Flighty is the one that's really built and designed for you, the traveler. You're the one sitting in the seat. You're the one that has all the questions. And so that's what we do. We answer those questions for you when you travel.
Now, I know you have a free version as well as a paid version. What is the difference?
Yeah, our pro version will just give you more rich experience. You know, we will send you push alerts when your flight is delayed and canceled. And often we send those push alerts 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours before the airlines tell you. And so that gives travelers the ability to, you know, to know what's going on first, get in the line first, rebook first, beat the rush, stay in the lounge, whatever they need to do. So we have a lot of rich features in there that just give customers more insights when they travel.
Your app will tell me stuff 2 hours before an airline might?
Yeah, we will send alerts as soon as they occur. You know, airlines, they have a lot going on. They have to manage crews and ground crews and fleets and schedules and reaccommodations. And so often when those cancellations occur, they will reserve it because they have to get their things in order before. We, on the other hand, as soon as we get the information, you get the information.
And this, as I said in the introduction, if your flight is canceled, I mean, I've been on a plane when some mechanical problem before the plane even pushes away from the gate and everybody's got to get off and everybody's got to rebook. Mm-hmm. And really, the sooner you can get in touch with the airline to rebook, the better, because if everybody in that plane's trying to rebook on a flight that's probably already almost full, the first guy gets the seat, right?
Yeah, exactly. We had a story. A customer, he got on a plane and Flighty alerted him, hey, this flight's canceled. And the pilot was standing right there at the flight deck and he said, hey, looks like we're not going anywhere.
No.
And the pilot said, no, we're going. And then sure enough, 10 minutes later, the pilot comes on, sorry, guys, we're canceled. And he comes back to the back of the plane and says, what? How did you learn that? And so we alerted folks, even the pilot and the crew, before they know.
That is incredible. Will you say that on every flight, there's at least one person using Flighty?
So today, it's actually every day, 2 out of 3 U.S. flights has a Flighty passenger.
2 out of every 3. Okay, all right. And now I cannot rebook on Flighty, correct?
Yeah, we are not an OTA. We do not do booking. We are purely focused on giving you the truth when you travel. And then, you know, you have to go and manage your bookings wherever you did that.
Or just call on the phone or do it on your, even while you're sitting waiting to get off the plane that's been canceled.
Yeah.
You can do it on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But, you know, we have a lot of information under that kind of help you. For example, like, you know, in your case, you're canceled. You need to get to wherever you are, to wherever you're headed. We'll show you all your alternate flights on any airline, all in the app. And so if you click a button, we'll show you all your alternate options. And so if that is helpful, you can go then call your booking agent, go on, you know, Delta, whatever you, wherever you booked, and try to find that next best flight.
That is very helpful. And how much does the stepped up subscription plan cost?
Yeah, we have a handful of options. So if you don't fly a bunch, you just want to have more information, we have a weekly plan. That's $5 just to, you know, fire it up and get the information you need for the week for those flights. We have an annual plan for $60. If you have a big family and lots of folks that you're trying to track and you're sharing your Apple ID, there's a family plan for $120, and then there's a lifetime also for $300.
Paul Bernardini is the head of marketing for Flighty, F-L-I-G-H-T-Y, Flighty.com. Paul, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with more travel talk. Don't touch that dial.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, back at it we go, everyone. Today's D-Block is going to have Mary and me answering listener emails that you've sent in to us, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/carry.
You know, from all the years we've partnered with them, saving you money on quality household items is what the team at MyPillow is all about. Whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, a gift for a coworker, someone at your church, or treating yourself to quality and savings, just go see how much you're going to save as a show fan on all their products at MyPillow.com/carry.
Give you some examples. Giza Dreams bed sheets that will rival what you'll find at high-end luxury hotels. They're as low as $29.90. Classic MyPillows, $14.98. Premiums, 50% off. Six-piece MyTowel bath sets are $34.98. Smooth-toe socks. Who couldn't use them, right, folks? 37% off. Kitchen towels and accessories are $9.99. The anti-tired energy drink, Rev 7, it's on sale for $19.98. You'll also get 50% off the delicious 100% Arabica organic My Coffee. Go to MyPillow.com/carry for all the savings, as Mary just suggested to you. Use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, for free shipping on orders over $100. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com. Travel.com under sponsors. Email number one is from Chauncey, who listens to us in Princess Anne, Virginia. That's our local Norfolk affiliate, AM790 WNIS Radio. Chauncey writes, "My son and I are going on a baseball road trip in late spring. We'll be visiting Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Globe Life Field in Arlington, and on the way back, we're going to hit Truist Park in Atlanta. I've never been to any of these cities. My son travels for work, and he's been to all of them. Can you help me boost my travel creds?" I like that. "And give me something we need to do in each city besides the game. I'll be forever grateful and much obliged."
Oh, well, Chauncey, this is a fantastic trip that you're going to have with your son. That area around Great American Ballpark in downtown Cincinnati is great. Be sure to get there early to enjoy that whole area. And Skyline Chili is an institution in that city. So if you have some time, definitely find some of Cincinnati's famous chili. And if you really like it, you can get it at Kroger supermarkets in the area and take some home. For St. Louis, I don't know how you go to that city and not experience the Gateway Arch. And from there, you can walk to Busch Stadium. So that's a must do for that city. As you head down to Dallas, make a stop at Buc-ee's along the highway. I know they're in the news this week for customer service issues, but that is an experience. You have to go. Sports of all types are a big deal in that part of Texas. You're going to find so many Hall of Fames to go visit. The PGA is now located in the area. And I would also recommend the National Medal of Honor Museum. That's in Arlington, Texas. Definitely go see that if you can. For Atlanta, the entire Centennial Olympic Park is where you want to go. You'll enjoy the world of Coca-Cola, the Georgia Aquarium, if you like that. College Football Hall of Fame, Robert, we've done that.
A lot of fun.
It's very walkable, a lot of fun.
It is. All right. So listen, I love this trip that you're doing, Chauncey. I'm actually going to do a Cubs game with my son at Wrigley in May. Finley Market is a must-do destination in Cincinnati. It opened in the mid-1800s. It's a bustling marketplace with local food, neighborhood vendors. You'll enjoy that. I know Mary and I have done that in the past. For St. Louis, I'm with Mary, Gateway Arch. You just have to do it. You're going to love the ballpark village as well that they've built around the stadium. More cities should do that. I'd also suggest you book a tour and visit the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, okay? That's part of Grant's Farm. It was built by President Ulysses S. Grant. For the Dallas-Fort Worth area, listen, there's actually so much to do in that metroplex. It's really hard to suggest. I would say stop at a Whataburger. You got to enjoy what they serve up. The George W. Bush Presidential Library is there. There are two aviation museums. One is at Love Field, Frontiers of Flight. The other's at DFW, the C.R. Smith Museum. Or go enjoy the Bell Helicopter Flight Research Center in Arlington. Atlanta, agree. World of Coca-Cola, fun place that Mary mentioned. I think you have to eat at the Varsity. That's a local institution down there. The new ballpark is north of the city. I want you to go south of the city. Check out the Porsche driving experience. Mary and I have done that as well. You and your son will have a great time. So consider your travel creds nicely in hand, Chauncey, okay? Enjoy your travels.
Have fun.
Email number two, Mary, is from Mindy. She listens to us in Portland, Oregon. That's our affiliate AM 860 KPAM radio. To all of our listeners there in the market, by the way, the station is moving to AM 1640 effective April 1st. Mindy wants to know, "I'm a regular listener and really enjoy the Let's Go America tours you do. I try to take one big trip a year, and something I've never heard you talk about is what's your favorite restaurant when you travel. I try to start my day at different IHOPs. Where do you like to go when you travel?"
Oh, I was just at an IHOP in Nevada. It was included with our tour that we did, and I can attest they definitely still make the pancakes just as good as they always have. But, you know, we really like locals. We like locally owned restaurants, mom and pop businesses, so usually they're just in one location. We don't really do chain restaurants very often when we travel. However, if we're doing a good road trip, I do like In-N-Out when I'm out west. Robert, you mentioned Whataburger. I do like Whataburger. And I do like McDonald's Egg McMuffins in the morning along with their strong coffee.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's true. When I used to travel more with our team, I sometimes would take them to Cheesecake Factory, those huge menus. Everybody found something they liked there. But I would say 90% of the time or more, Mary's right. We like, supporting locals with our travel dollars and experiencing places you're just not going to find anywhere else, which is what we do when we travel. Like, I think of many local institutions we've been to.
Yeah.
And we go back to them. So they're just one-of-a-kind places to those respective cities. We're going to leave it there for today. Keep sending us your travel questions, everyone. You can also share your show comments with us there as well. The best way to reach us is through the show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you're there, click on the Contact Us tab, send us the message, it comes right to us. Thank you, Chauncey and Mindy, for today's emails. This is RM World Travel. We'll be back in 180 seconds as we all discover America together, and Mindy, food will be involved.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as our show music brings us back from the break, you know, I'm regularly directing our team to mix the variety in this show segment to segment. It's one of the reasons you won't find another program like this one out there. And from emails last segment to now Route 66 for the E-Block as we discover America, that diversity just keeps right on happening, folks. First up, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
We all want a security system that's going to keep the trouble away and not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling near or far, have peace of mind, your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
Just common sense, right? They have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, maybe you're asleep, you're on a plane, wherever you are, it's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% as a show fan, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors will also get you there.
All right, I'm sure you've noticed the investment that we're making in America's 250th on this show. And as our nation celebrates its semi-quincentennial in 2026, the famed Mother Road, known as Route 66, will be turning 100. Joining us to share a few iconic places to dine along the historic route is Michelle Herman, who's waiting for us on that show hotline as we discover America.
All right, let's do just that, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Michelle.
Great. Hi, you two. How are you both doing today?
We are well, great. Thanks very
Thank
much.
You.
Appreciate you being here on the show hotline with us. I think this may be our very first Discover America segment where we're talking food as a means to discover the country, Michelle, so that's a good thing for sure. Your article appeared in USA Today. It caught our attention. We wanted to have you on with us today. Certainly, it's a fun way to enjoy the Mother Road and slow down and experience it. Because our time is short today, I'm going to start off at Lou Mitchell's in Chicago, which opened 3 years before Route 66. What can you tell our listeners about this?
It's a great staple and a great way to start off your time on Route 66, which ironically, Lou Mitchell's is right near the route's official starting point. And you know, if you're doing an early morning road trip, it's probably a really great place to get breakfast. Their house specialties include fluffy jumbo omelets. And, you know, it's actually appeared in the Michelin Guide, which is really impressive for a longtime establishment like it. But if you really want something special, they're known for their donut holes, which started as a tradition. You know, it's been a longstanding tradition going back to 1958, which, you know, you could pair that with your omelet or a nice side
so
order.
So we've got
of,
breakfast. Yes. I like
breakfast.
That already.
Pairing our donut holes. Yeah. I love it. All right, I want to keep us in Illinois for one more before we move on to some other states. Route 66 Motorheads Bar, Grill, and Museum in Springfield, Illinois. Give us a couple of highlights of this joint, which was once a Stuckey's gas station.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you're a gearhead or just even someone that appreciates old-time automotive advertising, this is the place for you. It's got some of the best nostalgic signs. You know, it also has incredible food such as your delicious pork tenderloin. Their firecracker shrimp dish is delicious. And then also some other standard American classics. And I mean, while you're eating, your eyes will probably be like roaming around the room looking at everything. And they also have a nice little museum too where you can pop in on, you know, just about every day and check out some of, you know, some amazing automotive gear. And, you know, if you're a racing enthusiast or just someone who appreciates cars, this is the best place to go.
All right, to Texas we're going. Synonymous with beef, certainly. Who doesn't love a good steak, right? I mean, the big Texan steak ranch in Amarillo, Texas made your list of food stops along Route 66. I love the steak challenge, Michelle. Do tell.
Oh, yeah, I'd be definitely watching that one. I don't think I'd be able to participate. but it's just an incredible one. You know, this one really stood out to me because it's a really cool, kitschy steakhouse where, I mean, it's something that's the stuff of movies where you have to abide by strict rules and complete the entire meal in 1 hour. And, you know, it's free for you. But, I mean, you not only have to eat a 72-ounce steak, but you also have to eat a shrimp cocktail, baked potato, a salad, a roll of butter, in addition to this big piece of meat. But, you know, this restaurant's been around since 1960, so it looks like it's here to stay. And, you know, I tip my hat to those that compete in this contest.
72-ounce steak.
I'm tipping my hat as well. That would not be me. I love a good steak, but no, I couldn't do that. So, all right, let's head to Seligman, Arizona. This is fun, Michelle. So how about Delgadillo's Snow Cap? It looks like a very old-fashioned ice cream shack on the road. What's special here?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And it's nice, too, because, I mean, this is probably one of my favorite picks for the story, where it's like a really old-fashioned kind of ice cream stand where you can get just everything from shakes to, you know, a cone or a cup to even hot dogs and fries and burgers. And, you know, just the signage is fun. and very nostalgic. Okay. And I mean, if you're a fan of neon, this is definitely
this
a place
is where you're going.
Before.
All right, real quick, we only got about 40 seconds. Santa Monica, California. We started in Illinois, where it begins. We're going to end in Santa Monica. Shay J, Mary, and I have been there. It's just a half a block south of the famous pier, the east side of Ocean Avenue. Great spot. Give everyone some highlights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a fan of Hollywood, this is the best place to go. It's like a really old school establishment where, you know, the greats such as Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, Steve McQueen, and Clint Eastwood dined here. You know, they have amazing patio area where you could just take in views of the, you know, the ocean, everything. It's just lovely. And I mean, it's, you know, it's been a kind of a celebrity hangout, a visitor hangout since 1959. And it actually has, it's a historical landmark, so I thought that was really cool.
Well, that's a different way to go experience Route 66 for sure. I mean, Michelle, listen, this goes by quickly, but we really appreciate the check-in with you today. Thank you very much for giving Mary and me a little bit of your time this morning.
Oh, great. And thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's a different way to explore Route 66. I got to tell you, I personally think driving all of Route 66 would be a very special way to celebrate America's 250 this year.
Yes.
So, if you'll be getting some kicks on Route 66 this year, folks, you know, we'd love to hear about them. Drop us an email using the Contact Us tab on the show website. After this top of the hour news, we're going to return with a busy hour two. We're going to do it by starting with the National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Museum Gallery, all still to come. Don't forget, you can catch this show anytime, anywhere, or through our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.